are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, a busy one for you this morning, brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam. Joining me first from the Rollins Library, we have Abby Edwardson. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
Doing well. Nice to have you here on this beautiful Friday morning.
Yep, very nice out today.
And this summer, we were talking about it prior to, it has just seemed to have gone really, really fast, but it has been extremely busy at the library too.
It has, and we've got some more things coming. I wanted to let everyone know that if you missed the Seed Keeper author talk this past week, Diane Wilson, the author, left two additional books that are signed at the library. We're selling them for $20 a piece. So if you would like a signed copy of that book, you can stop down and get a copy.
Fantastic. And that was a really well-attended program, it sounds
was.
Like.
Yep, we were thankful she was able to come, and thankful to the South Dakota Humanities Council for coming to Pierre. And then today and Monday, we have our end of summer book fair. That's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So kids can bring in their book bucks that they've earned over the summer and redeem them at the book fair.
Oh, fun. They get to do a little shopping with their book bucks.
They do. So that should be a good time. And then next week, on August 1st and 2nd, that would be Tuesday and Thursday, we're having a teacher fair at 11 a.m. So any local teacher is welcome to come. And what we're going to do is let you know about the resources we have at the library. And if you want a teacher card and just specific things that you could use in your classroom and how we could help you.
Yeah, that's a great way to learn about the resources for those that are new or just really haven't tapped into the resources yet.
Right. Or if you're a teacher and you don't have a library card and you want to get books for your classroom, you can come and get that card anytime, but specifically during that time, we have staff there to help you.
Great.
Yep. And then next week, we start story time in the park again.
Fun.
Yep. We're going to start that again on Wednesday, August 2nd. We're going to be in Fort Pierre this week, and we'll be at Fisher's Lily Park.
Oh, beautiful setting.
Yep. So you can come out at 10 or 10:30. It'll be the same program two times. There is not any afternoon story time in August because of the story time in the park. So Wednesday at Fisher's Lily Park, and then Wednesday afternoon for the adults at 1 o'clock, we're going to have another book talk, and this one is going to be with the editor, Nancy Kupal, and she's going to tell us about the Pioneer Girl books. Those are based off of Laura Ingalls Wilder's life. So that should be very, very interesting and informative. So that's Wednesday at 1 o'clock for the Little House on the Prairie book talks. And that's not the actual Little House on the Prairie books. It's the Pioneer Girl series. So,
okay. Yeah, great opportunity there to check that out.
Yep. And then Friday next week, we have Hank Harris coming back.
Right.
It's been a few years since he's been here, but he is going to do a free concert on the library lawn at 1 o'clock. So you can bring your chair. We'll be selling water, but we would love to see you then. And then later on in August, starting the week of August 10th, every Thursday, we're going to have a computer basic class. So if you don't know how to use a mouse or a keyboard, or you don't know how to set up an email account, those classes are geared towards you, and they are free. And they start at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday, August 10th. And you just need to sign up so we know how many people to plan for. So just call or stop in.
Excellent. Yeah. So if you've never used a computer, you don't have to be fearful because you can learn at the library.
Yep. So you can stop in, call us. We are open today until 5. Saturday, we're open 9 to 5. Sunday, 12 to 5. So we would love to see you. And if you don't have a card, just bring a piece of mail and your photo ID, and we'd be happy to get you one.
Excellent. More great programs as always ahead, and we appreciate you folks doing what you do there at the library for us.
Thank you for having us.
Always good to have you here. Enjoy the weekend.
And same to you.
There's Abby Edwardson joining us from the Rollins Library this morning. We'll chat more about the Capital City Farmers Market with Lindy after this.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier, or find us at LeeRealEstatePier.com.
Continuing on with our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, tomorrow, the Capital City Farmers Market. Once again, joining us, it's Lindy Garris. Good morning, Lindy.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Looking forward to another great market this weekend.
Yes, it's going to be great. I'm just, as I was sitting here looking at all of the wonderful items that are available, and it is that time of year when everything just explodes and you've got so much produce, and it's a really, really fun time to shop at market.
It is, and that's the great thing. I mean, all those seasonal vegetables and other products that you can get, you know where they're coming from, and that is a great feeling.
Absolutely. Everything is local, and that's really one of the highlights of the market. We've got some great vendors this weekend: Destin Bound Books, Green Queen, Superior Gems, Hannish Farms, Jesse Malungi Cosmetics, and Nancy's Nest. So just a really nice variety. And I was sitting here thinking, man, you could put together a really wonderful breakfast with some eggs from Nancy's Nest, to get some potatoes from Hannish, and maybe some onions, and do a little potato and onion saute, and then get some bacon from Nancy's Nest again, and you've got yourself a really delicious breakfast. And then you're full so that you can work on what you might be making with the rest of the produce for lunch and dinner.
Absolutely. You're making me hungry this morning, Lindy. That sounds really good. I mean, and that's a great thing. You're going to find so many different items that have either been grown locally, have been made locally, mm-hmm. and you can pick and choose what you're looking for, and you'll probably find some things you're like, I didn't really need that, but that looks pretty good.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, it's so fun to just go down and shop and see what's there. So, for instance, Jesse Malungi Cosmetics, if you're one of those people who are trying, like we are, to try to maybe conserve on your plastic use and just be more thoughtful or mindful, she has shampoo and conditioner bars, which is a great way to reduce. Because there's no plastic in that, and so you just get these bars. So that's a really cool thing, and she has some really amazing products. So that's awesome. The local eggs, if you've never had local eggs, I would suggest stopping down and giving some of those a shot. The flavor is incredible on those. And then it's just really nice to be able to have the local meat and all of the produce, like you said. There's cauliflower there this week, which is amazing. In the email, we shared that there are going to be a lot of pickling cucumbers. So if you've been waiting to maybe pickle some cucumbers, this is a great time to stop down and get your cucumbers, your dill, garlic, onions, everything that you want to make a really delicious pickle. And something that is really exciting to me is there's sweet corn this weekend. And And it's also a great time to start thinking about maybe, you know, getting a little bit extra and putting some of that in your freezer, because come January, that hit of sweet corn will really make you look forward to, you know, spring and summer again.
Yeah, it does. And that brings back memories. My grandmother, she would do that. She would boil, you know, a pot of the corn just to can it and put it in the freezer.
Yeah. And it's just a great way to think further ahead and have something that's available for you. And you can do that with so many of these items, whether it's shredding and freezing zucchini, making the pickles, blanching and then freezing some broccoli. There's just a lot of options for you, which is also just a great way to think ahead for your winter meals.
Yeah. And that's what I would encourage folks. If they have not been to the farmer's market yet, they need to check it out. Or remind us when we can come out tomorrow and where to go, Lindy.
Yeah, absolutely. From 9 a.m. to noon, corner of Sioux and Coteau, which is a block east of downtown Pier. And another really exciting piece for tomorrow, if you come down, I don't know, with maybe just a little bit of snack in mind, the South Dakota Discovery Center is going to be joining us, and they're going to have some Harvest of the Month information, which I believe is a cucumber this month. And then they're also going to have some other ideas for healthy snacks and some fun activities. So be sure to bring your kids this weekend. And if you want more information about what we'll have available or the vendors that will be there, you can go to capcitymarket.com, or you can find us on Facebook or on Instagram.
Fantastic. Yeah, take some time, set it aside tomorrow, and head on down to the farmer's market. It is well worth the trip.
Absolutely.
All right. Well,
stock up on those veggies.
Indeed. Have a great weekend, Lindy, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You bet. There's Lindy Garrett saying, make sure you stomp on out to the Capital City Farmers Market tomorrow, 9 a.m. until noon. One more guest joining us here on People in Your Neighborhood after we hear from May Adam.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm and Peer, since 1881.
Continuing on with people in your neighborhood, as this morning joining us from the Cultural Heritage Center, we have David Grabitsky and Kevin Larson. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And
thank you so much.
Yeah, beautiful morning, and work continues on the Heritage Center, and how are things coming along?
Yeah, it's right on schedule for an estimated completion of construction in September of next year in 2024. And yet, just yesterday, we had a meeting with the exhibits folks, and that work will continue until the fall of 2025, and then we'll reopen by December 6th. And be ready to celebrate the nation's 250th birthday.
Oh, perfect timing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it really changes the skyline, at least right now. I've noticed all of the construction equipment on top of the roof and the big piles of dirt. They dug the storage facility on the north side over the last couple of weeks. They've been testing the foundations and so forth. Hope to drill those very soon, and also going to start work on the west side of the building, the public entrance to the building. You'll start to see some work out there, and then there's all the work on the inside that the public hasn't seen, and you can literally stand in the middle of what used to be the lobby and look all the way back to what had been the staff room, break room, way in the back. All the walls in between have been removed, and everything is cleaned out. It's a great, large, cavernous room.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it's exciting that this is coming. In the meantime, you do have some pieces and exhibits elsewhere around the area. Where can folks go to find those?
That's right. It's a really important distinction to make, that the organization that lives in the facility lives on, continues to do its work, since it has all the way since 1862. And we continue to have exhibits on display around the state. Up in Spearfish is one of our Termospheres. Down in Yankton, we have a baseball exhibit. Captain 11 and is at Kelloland in Sioux Falls, along with the Military Alliance there in Sioux Falls. They have another exhibit, and then there'll be another one that is in the works. It's going to be coming in the next few weeks, and that'll be at our own Pier American Legion.
Very nice. So, yeah, some chances while folks are traveling around and enjoying some things that they can stop in and check those out.
And they can, you know, do it from the comfort of their own home, too, if they want. We're currently working on trying to get we took some 3D images of the gallery as it had been before we closed and before we depopulated and so forth, and hope to mount that online so that you can sit in the comfort of your own home 24/7 and come to our exhibit.
Well, what a fantastic opportunity there. I appreciate the update. So looking forward to the finished product and how everything looks, and I know a lot of people are as well.
Well, thank you.
And enjoy the rest of your weekend. And, of course, we'll look forward to another update and see how things are coming along.
Yeah, definitely. Don't forget to go online, history.sd.gov, and become a member and support us as we go through this big process. But memberships are always encouraged. History.sd.gov, click on membership. And that's the best way to stay in tune with everything going on.
Absolutely. So, we look forward to another update down the line and seeing what we're going to be looking forward to.
Absolutely. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen, for stopping by. Kevin Larson and David Grabitsky joining us from the Cultural Heritage Center. The great new building is in the works, and looking forward to seeing that. So there is the Friday edition, a busy one here on this Friday morning, brought to you by the great folks at Lee Real Estate and May Adam.